All right, y'all. I'm back, man. T-Rail, and I got my boy here, Bounce Back Beak, man. And I'm gonna tell y'all something right quick, man. I'm a sick man because I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm tapped in, but I ain't all the way tapped in. And a lot of can DM me, can hit me. You hit me just on some regular shit, like, hey, what's up? Tap in, like, and I'm like, who the is this? So I tap in with you, and then I'm start looking. And I'm looking, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know who the fuck you was. So I'm looking, I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just,
yeah, good looking.
Yeah, just off the basis of just hit me on some regular because I'm a regular too. You feel me? So, and then with me coming at the, like, you probably you really can like tap in with a young, you feel me? Like, I fuck with whoever, you know, and then you know, give the opportunity again, like, because you know. Adam crazy as
yeah,
man. Yeah. I mean, did you hit before you hit me?
I hit blood on my other Instagram, but I got like, man, like 8 of my Instagram got disabled, bro, like back to back. So like, really, so people probably be thinking like a fake page shit every time I gotta make a new one. So probably gotta go through that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you was like, I'm gonna hit this.
Yeah, yeah. And I tapped in with you on my other Instagram too. See that. Got disabled.
Oh,
so I had to
I'm
hit
glad
you with
I
a
got
new
your
one.
Number though.
Yeah, yeah.
I sent you my number.
Yeah,
huh?
You sent me your number.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep. See, I'm glad because yeah, I would have been like, damn, because usually I'll go back to it if I don't give them my number or whatever the case may be, try to, you know, and do it like that. But now I'm be like, man, I just be giving my number. You feel me? So we can tap in and keep it going because I know shit like that be happening. You feel me?
Anything.
But yeah, man, I'm like, man, let me go ahead and see what's up, man. I did a you know, just doing my research or whatever the case may be, just light work, you feel me? Because I wanted you to come on here and just elaborate for the people, because a lot of people, you know, the No Jumper fans really don't know you, and I know you probably didn't just told your story 2,000 times, but we gonna tell it on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But looking at your videos and all your little your vlogs and shit, I see these niggas.
Yeah.
I'm like, these niggas famous too. You feel me? Like, you sit down, you feel me? You had the red rag around your neck. Yeah, on blood, nigga. Yeah, we a family on blood. So I'm like, oh, nigga. I'm like, you I'm sitting down with you niggas too? Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Because you was on that motherfucker too. One of the main motherfuckers. Like, nah, nigga, we a family. Nigga, all over here. Yeah, like, nigga. Everybody know us, nigga. You feel me? Like, you can't come over. Unless we know you, blah blah blah. Like, you sit down, like, that's sick. You feel me? I thought I was only sitting with you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh, everything. You feel me? But yeah, like, we get into it. You feel me? Like, tell the people about you, man. Tell the family about you, man. See what's up.
Shit. I'm an Asian rapper. I'm Cambodian. You feel me? A lot of people don't even know what Cambodians is. You feel me? We like right by Thailand. Next door neighbor to Laos, Vietnam, huh?
Southeast
Asian. We Southeast Asian, basically. We like the darker Asians, you feel me? Like, really, like the darker Asians, like the bigger Asians and shit.
So y'all black?
Basically, like, that's what they say. Like, we the black Asians, you feel me? Basically, that's what they be saying this shit.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
So, yeah, tell me what's from the start, you know what I'm saying? In Stockton, I'm guessing you probably know more about the culture, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, Cambodia and... How you guys came over here from the start. You know, I mean, the war. I mean, I guess it started from a war in Cambodia.
Yeah, started from a war with our own people.
Yeah, with your own people. And then concentration camps. And then from concentration camps in...
Like in different countries, like Thailand, like shit like that.
From Thailand, they get moved from to like...
Australia, United States.
United States, you feel me? All over Europe and all that.
Did y'all grandpa and grandmas and shit, you know what I'm saying, give y'all stories and let y'all know, did they go through any of that shit?
Yeah, my mama was born in Thailand at the camps.
Damn, at the camps?
At the camp.
They went through hell, bro.
Yeah, my grandma was pregnant, running through the jungles and shit, trying to get away from Cambodia and all that. Pregnant with twins.
In Cambodia, like.
In Cambodia, hell yeah.
How did they make it over here?
Man, just luck. They were just blessed.
Day
you feel
and
me?
Night running. You feel me? Day and night running. And when they do sleep or rest, it's like they gotta dig little holes and shit. You feel me? Cover yourself.
Hold on. Speaking of your like mic, that's crazy.
No, like you know how
you can move it.
Yeah, you know how like when the folks was running from like them bullets and shit. You feel me? And all that, the missiles and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel me? They run through the jungle all day and night. You feel me? But then when they do rest. like they gotta do some crazy shit, like either dig holes, like you feel me, so they can like get in, you feel me, and cover themselves and shit with like leaves and shit like that, whatnot, you feel me?
Damn.
Twigs and shit, whatever. But just to get through the night though, you feel me, then get back at it, you feel me? To their destination, you feel me?
You getting right back at it, then you running it, you know what I'm saying?
Trying to get to the border.
And you
border.
Tripling, tumbling over dead bodies and shit. And the crazy thing, you got to worry about landmines and shit like that. People getting blown up and shit like, you feel me? All that, yeah.
Have you ever been back over there? Like, I mean, you know, visited Thailand or anything like that?
Been. Nah, we some felons.
Yeah, can't even.
But we going to send our folks out there, though, you feel me? Yeah. For sure, we going to send our folks
probation
out there.
Probation the motherfucker right now.
Yeah, I mean, niggas is vacationing over there like that shit. Cool.
Right now it's boo. It's real
it's
boo
cheap as hell
there.
Over there, you feel like me? That's why.
Everything lightweight getting modernized out there, you feel me? At first, we was third world, you feel me? Third world country type of shit. But now everything's starting to get modernized now, you feel me? You get Wi-Fi and shit out there. But not in, like, the village. But the village now, they starting to get plumbing and shit, you feel me? Lights and shit like that, you feel me? But mainly everything's all in, like, you feel me, the city and shit like that, you feel me? Yeah.
So when your grandparents and shit came over here, or moms and shit came over here, they came right to California? Or what are
they got moved all over the United States. Mine went to Philadelphia.
See, mine went to Minnesota.
Oh, right when she came out here?
Yeah, right. The first state they touched in. Like, some went to Massachusetts, some went to Cali, some went to Philly, some went to Minnesota, all that shit.
So your mom was pregnant with twins?
No, my grandma was pregnant
grandma.
With, my, with
oh,
twins.
Oh, with your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So your mom
my mom's a
twin.
Real alien. Yeah, she got a green card and all that.
This nigga
said, it says alien on that motherfucker and everything, bro. That's some cold shit.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
To this day?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But she got a green card and shit, but you feel me? Still, though, like.
She got a twin sister or a twin brother?
Fraternal.
Oh, okay. Fraternal twins. Fraternal twins. That's damn. And you said Philadelphia?
Yeah.
So from Philadelphia, they was
they
like, you know
straight
what?
To Cali.
We finna come over here. This shit weak over here. And
the crazy shit, and you got to understand, too, the story they go through when they come to America. You know what I'm talking about? They got to learn all type of crazy shit, you feel me? Like, you gotta learn how to drive on the other side of the road. They gotta learn how to, you feel me, speak and learn, you feel me? All that gestures, all that. They gotta
how
learn
to use
all
the
that.
Toilet and all that.
You feel me? How to use a television.
Or everything.
Even the littlest shit, bro. Like, go to the
use
store
the
and buy
toilet?
Bro.
Use the toilet, bro. There's documentaries on that shit and everything, bro.
And even the little shit, like, go to the store and go buy a bag of chip, bro. They don't know what to buy, you feel me? Because. Yeah. Yeah, they be fuck around, buy some cat food or something. You feel me? Thinking it's some chips and shit.
For real.
Yeah.
That's crazy to come over here from a third world country. You feel me? Fighting, you know, digging holes, had to sleep in it, motherfuckers
like,
trying to blow you up and all that shit.
When
crazy.
We first, our folks first come out here, bro, they got sponsors and shit like that do help them. You feel me? Like you feel me in the first couple months when they first here, they do have the sponsor that come and help them and shit like that. But after that, like they gotta strive for their own after that. You
it was
me?
Like, yeah, cause it's like once you get out here, it's like who do you meet up with? You feel me? To take care of your well being, like you know, and teach you what's going on with America. Cause that's crazy to come right out here from Cambodia and then land in Philadelphia or Minnesota and you know, and gotta get it cracking.
You feel
Angelina Jolie did a movie about it too.
Damn.
First they killed my father. It was on Netflix and shit. She got tattoos about it and everything.
And there's another movie too, bro. Like an old movie. It's called The Killing Fields, bro. Y'all should go check that out. That's what it's about right there. The whole, you feel me?
The whole history of it.
Yeah, the whole history of it. It's called The Killing Fields. See, what Angelina Jolie did was she made a movie about a girl and her family, the perspective of what they went through.
But like from like the rich side, like the wealthy side, you feel me?
And what they went through and shit. But it was a good you feel me, movie and shit. Did show some part like shit really did happen like that. You feel me? Like it really did get down like that. But that's a good movie though. Y'all should go peep it out.
So, you know, rewinding, grandma went to Philadelphia and then they lived most of their life in Philadelphia and then she came to California and then she had you.
That's his mom.
Okay. Oh yeah, you went to Minnesota.
They were probably over there for like a year or two or some shit. Then they found out like all of our folks in Cambodia moved to California, Stockton. So we just all
that's
like met up at Stockton. And just stayed there. You feel me? That's
I ain't gonna lie, because when I go up north, you feel me? It's a lot of the Asian community up there, and I always wonder why. You feel me? Like what's that about or what's going on? It's like, are we telling each other, hey, look, man, this is cool. This is where we gonna be at. This is where we gonna stay at. We gonna do it up here.
Shit, it felt right, I guess, right?
Man, you gotta be close to like family. Family is home. You feel me? So we just made it a home.
Yeah.
Everything.
So mom's made California a home. Then she had you. How many siblings you got?
I got three.
Three? You the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
You the oldest? Yeah. So she had her first son out here. Yeah. Getting it cracking.
She was probably in. She was probably only in Thailand for like a couple months only. Born in Thailand for a couple months only. You feel me?
Mama was from the hood too.
Yeah. On everything.
On everything.
So hold on. So mom's come out here and go to California and turn into a blood.
Man, you know, like.
Be like that.
It'd be like some race shit. You know, back then it was like more racist, you feel me? Like, but like other folks see like Asians they ain't never seen before or whatever. So people try to pick on them and shit. That's just how it all start. And then we just get together and then just that's how it started, really.
Also, that's how I like originally start, you know what I'm saying? Protecting yourself.
Protecting the community, our people and shit.
Is it you protecting y'all? Was they protecting themselves from other races, thinking niggas is just more
racist too? And then after that, though, like a few years down the line, though, like Stockton not racist and shit no more, you feel me? Like everything. Like
back in the days in
Stockton,
it was like you don't really see colors like there was no red or blue. It was like just Asians against.
Was it more so white people though?
Well, all the taunting and shit, like shit like that. You feel me?
People, all that really is just all that.
It's all races that was really like you really doing this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it'd be other Asians too.
But our hood was different though, because we grew up with the blacks. You feel me? So we kind of adapted with them. You feel me? With the bros. You feel me? And got a bracket with them. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie, because I'm more so like definitely identify with a lot of Cambodians.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right on the table.
Okay.
Like I ain't gonna lie, I do identify with a lot of Cambodians, like, you know, because it's a lot of Cambodians out here, and then, you know, it's Cambodians from Pueblos, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's like the other, like, yeah, that's like really the only, like, them. First Cambodian other bloodhood, too, it's like the Pueblos.
The Pueblos, and it's just like, that's...
Yeah, they got a lot of Cambodians in Barson, too, though.
Yeah.
Westside Pyro homies and shit. Samoan Cambodians and shit.
Like, how did it, like... From Stockton, it was like, you know what? We just gonna say fuck it. We gonna be Bloods. Like, why not Crips?
Everybody is Crips.
Yeah, everybody was Crips. And like we said, we had black people. Like, we grew up with black people too. So, like, some LA folks and shit, they moved over there and just, you feel me? That's how it started, you feel me?
Yeah, because when I was looking at y'all, and I was looking at y'all documentaries, you know, we know y'all little street shit or whatever going on. Like I said, I seen him too. And then y'all said, like, nah, we don't be doing none of that put on shit and none of that shit, nigga. It's just family. But it's just like, how do we initiate this? It's just like, hey my nigga, you want to be from Bloods or what we doing?
It just all depends on a person, you feel me? If it was like, fam, someone we grew up with, we seen, like, we been through hella shit. We seen him do hella shit.
The homies, then you feel me? Brother, the
but if
it's
like, if one of the little homies or something bring someone in that never grew up in the hood or whatever, then, yeah, you're going to have to prove yourself. You're going to have to, you feel me, show us, like, how you really rock and all that other shit, your loyalty and all that. Feel me? So it just depends on the occasion, really.
Yeah.
But some way, somehow, though, we related, though. Like, you feel me?
Of course we related. You know what I'm saying? You know where the motherland at, but we don't have to even break all the way down. Break that all the way down. But you being from over there, too, like, it's predominantly, like, Cambodians. Like, do you ever feel weird at times, or do you feel, like, right at home?
Shit. It's blacks, too, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? But you don't see the blacks because all the blacks is, we locked up. You feel me? All my bros, we, you know? But yeah, I be with you know, Cambodians. I grew up with these niggas. I know these niggas.
They'll tell you some Cambodian dishes right now.
I was just about to say that. What you learn from
some Cambodian words and all that, everything.
My nigga's beef stick, man. Blood
shit.
Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, what kind of dishes you got from these niggas? I know these niggas be cooking, man, for real.
All that.
Yeah, all that.
With us.
Cthulhu, that's
picky.
My favorite.
Look, see, Cthulhu, Asians, Cthulhu, that's my favorite. Asians is pho, that's pho, but the Cambodian way is Cthulhu. You see how we just said Cthulhu, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we don't say pho, we just be like Cthulhu, you feel
that's
me?
That Vietnamese everything. Pho, Cthulhu is Cambodian.
Everything.
So, you know what I'm saying? You over here, mom's banging, you feel me? Are you looking at moms as like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do, because I know for a period in your life, you didn't have pops. So you looking at moms, and then you going outside with the homies. you telling yourself as a younger man, you like, you know what, this is what, you know what I'm saying, I want for myself too, this is what I'm gonna do, I'm banging bloods, fuck it.
Really, I didn't even see it like that. I just seen it as family, like just playing every day, you feel me? Just like, I could just walk down the street, someone's cooking, and I could just walk in their house and grab a plate, you feel me? That's how I see it. So like, a nigga really didn't think about it like banging all the time, whoop the whoop. That was just like a older mindset, like when shit started, like when people start getting beat up, jumped at school type shit, you feel me? Like shit like that.
Yeah. And two over there is just like, you got some agents that say, you know, we're going to be bloods, and then you got some agents that's going to be Crips, and then boom, y'all niggas start beefing. Like, when and what time did that shit start happening? Like,
80s?
I mean,
late 80s.
For the older heads and shit.
Yeah.
Like I told you, back in the day, they used to rock with each other, bro. It was just, you know, look, they got... I don't know, bro.
I
can't really speak on it.
Like, you know, certain hood to hood, like over a bitch, or like that's how it mostly start, like over a bitch or like some shit.
It started way before our generation, though, really.
Basically, size, too. Like, if they from over there, they gonna be Crips.
And really, we really can't speak on it because it's not really our generation, you feel me? That's our older homies and shit, our older bros and shit, uncles and shit. Mm-hmm. They, you feel me? But then they taught us what they taught us, you feel me? We just ran with it, you feel me?
Do y'all think, like, the gangs out here take y'all serious? You feel me? Like,
yeah, we locked in with a couple of L.A. Bloods and shit.
I was...
We tapped in with them.
Because the homie was
locked up. Yeah, the homie in the pen really and shit, locked in with them and all that.
What make us here. Solidify with... Because, you know, the homie being the pen and shit, you feel me? They locked up with real Bloods and Parus from L.A., you feel me? And they be tripped out, too. They be like, bro, I ain't never seen no Asian Bloods. You feel me? Especially from Northern Cali, you feel me? Shit like that.
But thugging, though.
Thugging, you feel me?
Yeah.
Whooping, you feel me? Whooping and trooping, you feel
me? Yeah, thugging, though. Yeah, so, I mean, you did that. You grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what school you know, out there did you go through? Did you play any sports or whatever?
The schools over there you go to is Hoover.
See,
Commodore,
all right, for us, from out west, you feel me?
West Stockton, only like two elementaries.
For us, West Stockton, we go to like what? Hoover Elementary, Victor Elementary, and some shit like that. But then when we go to middle school,
Webster
or Marshall. But then majority of us go to Marshall. And Marshall is on the enemy side. The Marshall is on, you feel me? Like, so we from out west, our Marshall is all the way in south side. Yeah. You feel me? South side.
So you gotta drive to school.
So no, there was a bus that took us, you feel me? But we be going through it though, you feel me? Cause just to say, like not too much of us, we be like what, 10 head deep, you feel me, from out west to go to school at South Side Marshall Middle School, you feel me? Yeah, but run by all Crips, you feel me? All Crips. So imagine you on the bus, you feel me? You pulling up to the schoolhouse, nigga, everybody around the bus like, yeah, cuz, that's the S bus right there, cuz. So you damn near got to pop out the bus ready for the fade already, you feel me? So that's what it was. Every day we go to school, you feel me?
Every day.
Every day we go to school. That's why this day's blood, we I ain't gonna lie, it's like we don't wanna go to school cause we don't wanna, you feel me? Like, bro, we gonna have to bump head every time. So the homie be like, hey, blood, let's go pull the fire extinguisher. You feel me? Boom, got the host. You feel me? Boom. Now we just run off. You feel me? Run on campus. You feel me? Shit like that. Yeah, bro. We just be. Or we'll take off on one of the enemigos real quick. Boom, 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 boom. And then just. You feel me? Oh yeah, we gone. You feel me?
Shit being like being younger, did that? You know what I'm saying? Did that start building resentment, or did any of one of y'all homies die and start saying like, you know what? We finna go start popping these niggas up in.
Yeah,
the
we got a few of the homies that. You feel me?
I got a couple homies, close homies.
Okay. That start getting serious. Like, when did that gang banging shit for y'all? Like, what age did it start getting serious? Like, the homie just lied from this shit.
Shit, really?
Middle school.
School.
Yeah, middle school. We even seen some of the homies do middle shit school. With 14, 15.
Niggas jumped off the porch at an early age, bro.
For real.
Like, he's niggas really jumped off the porch at 9 years old. You feel me? Shit like that. Niggas walk around, nigga, you feel me, stealing cigarette butts from the big homie, smoking me and shit like that, you feel me? It just started off, we started off pretty young, you feel me?
How far is the enemies from y'all shit?
Shit, we got shit, one, we got one across that's the water. Across the water right there, you feel
Five
me?
5 minute, you take that little bridge over the little over the canal or whatever.
Speak too much on them.
Yeah, you feel me? They only like 5 minutes away. We don't want to try to get no clout or nothing.
But that's some bullshit though to be like them niggas across the water, though.
They is across the water. Like we got a little levee bridge, like a 15 meter bridge. Like you feel me, 15 foot bridge. That's it.
We be on their side all the time. We put gas on their side. Yeah,
Safeway and all that.
Safeway and shit right there, blood.
We ain't got nothing in the hood. That's why.
Yeah, so we got a belt. Nothing.
We only got two corner stores. That's it. Walmart, yeah. We gotta go all the way up north.
Yeah, and us
anywhere else we gotta go.
We off the I-5 West. You know what I'm talking about? So you feel me? That's us right there, I-5 West. And cause you know us, we got 2-3 freeways that goes through Stockton, bro. We got I-5 and we got 99. Then we got Crosstown, Highway 4 Crosstown.
Did moms, pops, grandma, everybody that came over here from the third world country, when they got over here, did they? Like, man, this shit is paradise.
For sure. Yeah, compared to what they was going through, but they still had PTSD and all that shit from what they seen.
No kizzy, though. Some of the old folks, they fed up, though. They was like, I'd rather be out the country, bro, because they done seen some shit out here that like, bro, what the fuck? I ran from that to come to this, you feel me? Like,
And what is this, you feel me?
You feel
exactly.
Me? Same shit, you feel me?
People dying.
7.62s on the ground, shit like that, you feel me? Shells, you know what I mean? Shit like that resembles what they went through, you talking about, you feel me, shit like that. Gunshell, gunshots, all that.
Yeah, because, you know, they left over there to, like, expect not to hear no more gunshots and shit, you feel me?
Gunshots, it traumatized them, you feel me? And they figure, nigga, in the homeland, ain't no more war going on, so it's better off over there. That's what they, you feel me? You can say. I can't speak on it because I'm Americanized, blood. All I know is America, you feel me?
Yeah.
I just, you feel me? I know more of my folks from, though, you feel me? That's where they from.
Yeah. Now, with your pops being gone too, like, you know, and you doing this shit at a younger age, did you feel a need to, you know, try to take care of home and try to take care of family on your own?
On everything, I thought about it and shit, like, but like my mom and shit never wanted to tell me like why blood went to prison or
did
whatever.
You find
like,
that on your own,
I found that on my own. Like, I was in an alternative school, you feel me? I had to do our work on a computer. So like I searched blood name up. I read everything, you feel me? Found out by myself. I read everything, you feel me? And then that's just how it happened. That's how I found out.
How did he go to jail?
Home invasion.
Mm.
You know, that shit mandatory 15 years, you feel me?
Bruh.
Just for someone being in the house.
21 years.
Running in the house, you feel me?
Blood did 21 years, now he home free.
I was born in 97, he went in 98, came out 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
And did you feel like you had had to be step up as a man and be like, man, I got to kind of provide for moms, you feel me, and my other siblings?
Hell yeah, because I stopped thinking about like how my life would have been if blood was here, you feel me? Like, I gotta move on from that shit, you feel me? Gotta be my own man. I can't fall in that footsteps and all that shit, you feel me?
That shit used to fuck with you when you was younger?
For real. Especially when you're at school, you see people come with they dad and shit, dropping them off or just doing little shit like that, you feel me? That shit just fuck with you.
Yeah,
for real,
I can identify
everything
with that shit.
Yeah,
like,
that shit just fuck with you.
Like, bitch, you here at the talent show, bitch, I ain't got no daddy,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
everything.
But you do got to get over that shit, you know what I'm saying? I think it do kind of make you a stronger person, though, to a certain extent. I ain't going to lie to you.
On everything.
You know what I'm saying? It gets you really ready for this shit. And then when you have kids, like, you got kids?
Yeah, I got a daughter.
See, when you had a daughter, it's probably like, bruh, I'm finna be the ultimate.
On everything. Super dad. You feel me? On everything.
We was just at the mall right now. He over there looking for little dolls for his daughter.
Yeah,
and shit. I'm like, bro,
like
just wait.
I was supposed to get a fifth for myself. I'm over here looking at toys.
Like, just wait, bro. Just wait.
Nigga got to be super gangster and shit. Then, man, you know, you'll turn this shit down. I hit Target, nigga. I'm all over here trying to get some shit. And I ain't gonna lie to you. For real. I was just wondering, you know, because, you know, I know moms, you know, the culture y'all in, I was, the pressure will probably be on you to try to take care of your family and do that shit. It's like, I was going to ask you, like, that's why you was like, fuck it, I'm going to start rapping, or, you know.
Rapping, I really did for fun, really.
Yeah.
Like, I just always wanted to rap since I was, like, 13, 14, just, like, freestyling to myself and shit. I recorded my first song when I was, like, 16, I think, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, I really took it serious when we did Bando. Well, I was, like, 17, 18. That was the one that got the most views. That was the one I put the most money into and everything, for real.
Yeah. I mean, who put the money into you?
Me,
yourself,
hustling.
Yeah, myself,
for real.
How did it feel like that first time on the mic? Was you like, damn, nigga, I'm
really
hard.
It was like, it was normal because it wasn't like no real studio. We did it all in the homie closet, oh, in the homie garage or whatever. Hey. You feel me? So it was normal. Yeah. But like when I paid that for my first real video though, yeah, that shit felt lovely on everything.
And then seeing those views,
and seeing those views, that, yeah, I was like, okay.
Yeah, they fucking with me.
Everything. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, because you had your first song and it blew, and then I think what you called a case for a gun or whatever.
Yeah, I caught the case for a gun.
And then that shit slowed you down.
Slowed me down. I did like, I was supposed to do 6 months, caught a fade, nigga pressed charges on me, caught 2 more months. So like 8 months.
Yeah.
And after that, I probably took like a year break. 2 year break and then got back on it.
Did you think that shit hurt you, them taking that break?
Yeah, I think that shit got in the way for sure. But I just had to get my mind right, you feel me? Just imagine if I didn't take that break, I would have just, you feel me, fucked it up more or some shit like
this. And taking that break, it was just like, you gotta get your mental right as far as like, you know, I gotta put my priorities in perspective and shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, shit, you do got to put your priorities in perspective, man. At a certain time, you got to be like, hey, homie, this shit ain't, I mean, we are from where we from, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what it do.
Everything.
Like, at what stage, but you was like, you know what, I'm taking this shit serious.
Shit, really, really serious when the lay down. No, it wasn't even lay down. Nah, it was when I Pinocchio, that. Flash Pinocchio, out.
All that, yeah. Really with Bando, really.
Really, no, really when I really took it serious when the homie brought me to the press recording studio in downtown Stockton. Right when they threw me in, I was like, oh, I'm feeling this. Okay. I was like, cut off the lights. Okay. Everything. I'm feeling this. And then I recorded Flash Out and Flash Out and Pinocchio. I shot those back to back. And then after that, I seen the views on, I posted on Daily Slaps.
Laydown went crazy though. Huh?
Yeah, I went like 15K in one day without dropping like 2-3 years. So I was like, okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Off that in the pen.
On everything.
Yeah. You fuck who else you fuck with as far as rapping right now in Stockton?
Shit, really just the homies, bro. I fuck with Haiti Baby be tapping in and shit though.
Yeah.
Some of the EB Blank boys and shit. And then really just the homies, Javen 2900, Bounce Back, Smeco, Triple M. Who else am I missing? Bolo.
Bolo.
Shit, we got a few. That shit really it. Yeah, everybody else in Stockton just be hating each other, like blackballing each other.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like, why niggas be hating on you? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Politics run deep with us, I'm telling you. That's why, like, Stockton, we get most hate because, like, the politics, bro, for real. Yeah, we the only, there's only, like, two hoods, three hoods. Out west, you feel me? It's us and them niggas.
Yeah.
And then like 20 other hoods up north, 10, 15 other hoods out east, another 10 south, out south.
South, that's big.
Yeah.
South City, boy, they got their own little South City name. South Side's like little Mexico over there.
Right? Well, I seen another young nigga on Vlad. What's his name? MBL Nail or some shit like that. You fuck with her?
I don't fuck with her.
What's the shit with that nigga? You feel me?
I don't know, man. I just heard bruh got stripped or some shit. I don't know. And he wanted to start rapping or some shit. I don't know.
And now niggas don't want to fuck with you because you spoke on it or what?
Real politics shit, really. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like who he fuck with. Because, you know, he try to fuck with, like, majority of South Stockton, you feel me? And, like, we pretty much funk with majority of South Stockton, so...
Oh, that's how it is. Yeah. I get it. The one thing I didn't like when I was kind of, you know, that's why I dibble and dab and shit. And just be like, oh, my nigga, they was saying some bullshit. And I was like, I hate the internet because niggas always making up shit, you feel me? And be doing bullshit and you know what I'm saying? One nigga, it's funny because I am, you know, I'm a comedian too, but I mean, I'm saying you was sucking on toes or whatever the case may be though, because it was funny, but I don't like how niggas be trying to take that shit and run with it. You feel
blood
me?
Blood really mental. Weird. Blood be taking pills and all that. Like when you go to jail, blood got to take them pills. He got to line up for the pill call, you feel me? Something really wrong with blood, like for real.
Niggas, that shit is crazy.
Oh, everything. Something really wrong with blood, bro. Like the beta don't even like the nigga, you feel me? Like for real.
Like, damn, a nigga can't do that.
Yeah,
I mean, but you too, and you know what I'm saying, I wanted to see, I fuck with Stupid Young out here, And I think the nigga was straight or whatever the case may be, but I was looking at y'all little shit, you know, and y'all disagreements, and I'm like, these niggas really got beef, you feel me? And like, this nigga over here in Cambodia town, you doing your thing. I mean, you are, it's Bloods and Crips though, but it's just like, where is the disconnect? You know what I'm saying? Like, cause of song, nigga, or music, or what?
Like I wouldn't even worry about Blood. It's like politics, bro. Like, really, cause like he got the biggest like Cambodian gang, bro. You feel me? And like his branch, he got branches in Stockton, branches in whatever, whatever. You feel me? We don't get along with them. We don't see eye to eye. You feel me? So he just trying to jump into Stockton politics or whatever. He just see me start rapping and shit and just trying to like blackball me and shit.
So from way out there.
From way out there.
He yo op.
To him.
To him, yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel me? And then my nigga just like, fuck it, I'm a dissy.
Man, with my own song though.
With your own song.
Cornball for that.
But I heard the nigga talking about something. He bought the beat and.
Nah, look, this what happened. Look. I forgot Blood name. The beat maker. I leased the beat from him. Cause that's when I first started coming back rapping, you feel me? I ain't never like really got beats, like pay for beats, took that shit serious, you feel me? Yeah. Like
came back.
So I leased the beat from Blood because I ain't think no one's gonna steal my whole motherfucking song. You feel me? Everybody, like if you an upcoming rapper, bro, you gonna lease a beat, bro. Like ain't nobody really paying $500 for exclusive when you first coming out rapping, you feel me? So I leased the beat, whoop the whoop. I guess it was a Stupid Young type beat. Whatever. But I did my Dougie on it, whoop the whoop. And then I seen someone sent me a Blood story of him in the studio with my beat playing. You feel me? So I'm like, okay, he probably trying to diss me. Who threw it's good, whatever. Couple days later, niggas all tagged me in the same song, bro. That shit sounded exactly like mine. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, hold up. This nigga's a weirdo. He changed the title and whatever. First, Blood was trying to say, that he didn't take my lyrics or whatever, that I stole his song, stole his beats when I paid for the lease first. Cornball. And he bought the exclusive after I dropped the beat, dropped the song, dropped the video, did all that. You feel me? On some weird shit.
Damn, so nigga did all that. Nigga from out here, you from out there, instead of calling nigga fuck with a nigga because a nigga feel like he your op. Man. That shit is super crazy.
Never seen you a day in my life or any of y'all homies.
None of them. That's crazy, bro. That's super crazy when you start popping. To you, you should feel good. Like, yeah. Nigga, I'm popping. Nigga, dissing me.
Shit. Well, I'm like, good looking, bro. You done boosted my shit up on anything.
Oh, yeah. Nigga got drunk on that. Oh, nigga everything. Got high and drunk
we,
on
we
that.
We popped a couple bottles to that motherfucker, you feel me? On everything.
I mean, because when he did it, I mean, because what was the reaction in the sense? Niggas like turned up. Our niggas was like, oh, nigga, no, we yo. You feel me?
We laughed at that nigga.
We laughed at that,
bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I already laughed at that. Like, it sounded hella funny, bro. Like, he can't even talk right, bro. Like, Blood needs subtitles or something. Like, when he be rapping, bro. Like, for real, like. Like, nah, and the thing that threw me off, like, y'all really sat in the studio and, like, memorized my lyrics, bro. It's like, you feel me? Like, you wrote my lyrics down after you heard it.
Pause that shit. Play it back, brother.
I didn't get what he said. You feel me? Like, this shit weird. For real.
But niggas is from Cambodia, though. Y'all Cambodian. You feel me? Y'all doing the whole thing. It's the same shit. You feel me? I usually see Asian niggas sticking together, nigga, like glue, you feel me? So it's like, for to see that shit, it is kind of weird to me. I ain't even gonna lie to you, you feel me? But shit, what you got going on right now, though? You know what I'm saying? The new shit that's popping.
Shit, I got a tape. Probably finna drop in like a month and a half, 2 months.
We got the little hood album we got a little working on.
Oh, yeah, we got a hood album with some of the homies. Is me. It's called
West Natives.
We got a group called West Natives. Me, the homie TFE Chief, Fat,
Big Blood,
Bolo, Javen 2900, Bounce Back, Smeko,
Triple M.
Triple M, you feel me? So that's so really just two tapes dropping. And then right now, I'm probably gonna drop another. Do another tape because I got my motherfucking I'm finding a case right now, you feel me? So I'm gonna have to sit down and do some time, so I'm just drop hella shit.
What you finding a case for? Oh, where you already took the time?
No, I didn't take the time. I'm on two ankle monitors right now, brother.
How the fuck you on two ankle monitors?
Two GPS monitors, brother. That you baby, like.
Oh, so you trying to run it up right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to run it up right now. But like, worst come to worst, my lawyer already told me I'm gonna do 4 years, well, half most. So you know, if I go to the parent, I 50 gonna turn to 33%. I come home like a year and a half type shit.
We can come, we can run this back too.
I'm on everything.
Yeah, it's we good, can run this sure. back too.
You don't have to pull up to the hood. We'll cook you some Cambodian food and everything.
All that. I seen it on the grill too. I'm like, these niggas really
you
doing
eat crab,
it.
Man. We'll cook you some crab. People been asking us to cook some crab too.
Yeah. You rap too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He just started really just started like, what, a few months.
What got you into this shit?
These niggas. In the studio, I be in the studio with these niggas every day.
Yeah, because when I'm in the studio, I need like, someone with me, you feel me? Like, I need someone, like, other opinion. Like, because I'm a, when I record something, I don't like listening to it, bro.
Yeah,
until really, like until I'm in the car.
And really the fans too. Remember they keep asking too, but so
oh, they kept asking you to do your thing.
So Blood's like, Blood, just get in the booth with it. Rap. So I'm like, fuck it. But I'm getting in. So I got a couple videos coming out too, you feel me?
And you still on the independent route though, right?
Yeah, you feel me? I mean,
you finna get a little distribution with this or two though, you feel me?
They just gave me a like
few months in only thug. Few months in only thug for real. We all the homies gonna get on for sure.
Need that check.
Yeah, they done put me on like, well, I just got to work now.
I'm what you got going, you know what I'm saying? Let the people know who you is real quick before you know what I'm saying, we get up out of here.
This Big Blood Bully Breaker, you feel me, from that West Native, man. Be on the lookout, you feel me? We got bangers dropping soon, you feel me? Flavor for your ear, believe it.
Yeah.
West Native, trooping.
You ain't got into it yet, yeah.
I'll be rapping.
You be doing your thing? Let them know what's up, nigga. We on this motherfucker.
TFE Chief, man. You gonna tap in my shit, man. Westside Lewis Park, nigga, man. You know, niggas know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, before we get up out of here, man, shit. Let motherfuckers know where they can find y'all. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, say y'all Instagram. Go
ahead. You gotta throw your Instagram up there.
You can find me on Instagram at Big Blood_Bully Breaker, you feel me?
Spell
on
it.
Instagram. B-I-G-B or Big Blood. Actually, Big Blood. Do you feel me? Yeah, B-L. All right, I'm going to say it again. You feel me?
I'm going to get it right anyway. You know what I'm saying? Man, don't be text me. I'm going to get this shit right. You feel me?
Blood, you feel me? It's Big Blood_@Bully Breaker. You feel me? It's B-I-G-B-L-A-W-D_. Bully Breaker.
God damn, me? He said, I'm going to make sure it say Bully Breaker.
Oh, you ain't for a big nigga.
That's what it is.
What's your shit, bro?
My shit, Mad Max 2928, two X's.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all can tap in with me, Bounce Back Meek 28, you feel me? All of our music on all platforms, you feel me? You can search any of us up, you're going to see it. We on all that.
Man, yeah, because you ain't got no Instagram.
No, I got, Bounce Back Me 28, but that shit probably gonna get disabled probably like in a couple weeks type shit.
Why they keep disabling you? What you doing?
Some weird shit, like if I take a group picture, bro, type shit, hella people report it or something.
Oh, okay,
gang affiliated.
Okay. Yeah, my shit, every time I post a homie music or my music, my shit get deleted.
They be hating, bro.
And that shit ain't never happened to me. Blood just started happening to me now. You feel me?
You finna start popping.
When you popping, it be like that.
But all right, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's No Jumper, man. Tune in, man. NoJumper.com, YouTube, all the whole little shit, man. Tune into my shit, too, man. Keentrell_. Yeah, man. We out.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to No Jumper, man.
Yes, sir.